This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In response to the U.S. airstrikes on its three nuclear facilities, Iran launched over 30 ballistic missiles at Israel early today. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, confirmed the missile attack, which hit several areas across central Israel, including Haifa. The missiles struck several locations across central Israel. Notably, one hit Haifa without any prior warning sirens, raising alarm over possible gaps in the missile alert system. Emergency service Megan David Adom, MDA, reported 16 injuries, including two children. Civilians in other regions were sent to bomb shelters. It added that emergency teams are currently responding to over 10 impact sites, assisting casualties and assessing damage caused by missile strikes and shrapnel. Sirens did sound in other parts of the country, prompting civilians to rush into bomb shelters as instructed by the Home Front Command. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has strongly condemned the United States after the American forces, in coordination with Israel, carried out precision military strikes on three of Iran's nuclear facilities. In a social media post, Araghchi accused the U.S. of violating the UN Charter, International Law and Non-Proliferation Treaty. He called the attacks outrageous and warned they would have everlasting consequences. Araghchi's strong response followed U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that the U.S. had struck the Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan nuclear sites in a joint operation with Israel. In an address to the nation this morning, Trump described the strikes as a spectacular success. He said the objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. And I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. He released a video praising Mr. Trump's decision to attack Iran, stating that it will change history. He further said, under Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things.
Bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history. In Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things, but in its action against Iran's nuclear facilities, America has been truly unsurpassed. History will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has said that there has been no rise in radiation levels following U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites. In a social media post, the UN's nuclear watchdog confirmed that no increase in off-site radiation levels has been reported so far. It added that further assessments will be provided as more information becomes available. As part of Operation Sindhu, a total of 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran so far. The Ministry of External Affairs reported that 290 of them returned home safely last night on a special flight from Mashhad, which landed in New Delhi. In a major breakthrough in the Pahalgam terror attack case, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two men for allegedly harboring the terrorist who carried out the attack. In a statement, the NIA said that the two men, Parvez Ahmed Jothar from Butkot and Bashir Ahmed Jothar from Hill Park, have disclosed the identities of the three armed terrorists involved in the incident. The agency further stated that the accused confirmed the terrorists were Pakistani nationals affiliated with the proscribed terrorist outfit Lashkar-e-Tayyiba. According to the NIA, Parvez and Bashir had knowingly sheltered the three terrorists at a seasonal hut in Hill Park. And that is the end of this news bulletin.